USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court agrees to consider Virginia's plea to reinstate the life without parole sentence of a man who, as a teenager, participated in the D.C. sniper shootings that terrorized the area back in 2002. The justices say they will take up the state's appeal case of Lee Boyd Malvo, who was 17 when he was convicted in the D.C. sniper shootings. First Lady Melania Trump is chairing a White House meeting to learn more about youth programs at federal departments and agencies.
My focus has and always will be on our children, the next generation. They are our future doctors, nurses, firefighters, scientists, teachers, chefs, generals, just to name a few.
More than 20 departments and agencies belong to the group, which was established under President George W. Bush. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
A warning for doctors who prescribe opioids for pain management instead of a number of other medications that are readily available. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports about the growing concern for adolescents.
There are drugs, some even over-the-counter, that can be used for pain management after an injury or surgery. These drugs can eliminate concerns over opioid misuse or addiction. Dr. Mary Dell Peterson is president-elect of the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
90% of addictions start in adolescence. This is a really critical time period in the development of the brain, and they're very vulnerable to addiction.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Apple is unveiling a new iPad Air and iPad Mini on Monday. It's the first time changes have been made to the iPad Mini since fall of 2015. The upgrades include keyboard support and Apple Pencil capabilities. The cost of the iPad Mini with the Pencil is $399. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A massive chemical plant fire near Houston, Texas, is not expected to be extinguished anytime soon. The tanks at Intercontinental Terminals Company in Deer Park, Texas, are filled with a gasoline component, and crews are doing what they can to drain all of them out. Ray Russell with Channel Industries Mutual Aid says crews are doing what they can to keep the flames from spreading.
We are defensive, and it is going to have to burn out in that tank or until we complete draining the tank, which they are pumping out of the tank.
The Secretary of State speaks out about the suffering in Yemen. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Now that President Trump has vetoed a resolution blocking his declaration of a national emergency, another battle is looming with Capitol Hill lawmakers. This could be President Trump's next veto. 7 Republicans broke with the administration this week in the Senate to approve a measure that would stop U.S. military help in Yemen's civil war. This amounts to punishment for Saudi Arabia over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo begs the Senate to hold off.
The way to alleviate the Yemeni people's suffering isn't to prolong the conflict by handicapping our partners in the fight, but by giving the Saudi-led coalition the support needed to defeat Iranian-backed rebels and ensure a just peace.
Acting as a counter to Iran is one of the reasons given by the administration for not punishing the Saudis and Crown Prince Mohammed directly, other than some sanctions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.